Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with State Senator Julian Garrett about his summer activities.
It's been a long summer so far, talking with State Senator Julian Garrett. And Senator, I know I've been able to talk to a lot of politicians over the last couple of months, some local, some national level. Now that you've kind of been through the gamut of going to all these towns in your area, walking in parades, talking with a lot of residents, what are some of the things that residents want to talk to you about the most?
Well, one of the issues that generated a lot of concern was the murder of the three individuals by a person who is apparently an illegal immigrant right here in Des Moines, or not here, but, you know, Des Moines area. In Des Moines, we're part of that area. We've been working here in Iowa trying to help with reduce the number of illegal immigrants coming into the state and into the country. So that's something that, I have a bill to require employers to use the federal E-Verify system to make sure that people that are they're hiring are legally able to be hired. It's a violation of federal law to hire people that are in the country illegally. And that would help with these kinds of situations, because these are people that shouldn't be here, and they wouldn't be if they weren't able to come in and get hired by people who don't care, I guess, if they violate the law or not. So that's an issue. There's concern over the economy. You know, the economy's on the whole, both here in Iowa and nationally, doing real well. The governor just came out with a release here saying there are 80,000 jobs available around the state. And I checked the website that the workforce development people have set up, a website where you can go and look for jobs. And I just kind of skimmed over some of it. there are a number in our area here. So that's something that people are quite interested in.
Well, I did want to talk to you about farming real quick. I've gotten a chance to talk to a lot of the sweet corn sellers, some of the other farmers, and they said it's been a difficult year. Is that kind of what you've been experiencing, and that's what you've been seeing?
Well, it varies quite a little bit, and there are different issues. We've had a lot of problems in some areas with weather and flooding and all of that. We didn't get hit so bad here with that, although I have a little creek bottom field that when I got the corn planted, it started coming up well, and we got a big rain and water standing, and some of it got flooded out. But we haven't had nearly the problems they have in the eastern part of the state and the western part of the state. And then, of course, you've got concern over the tariffs. And I think most people, as far as I can tell, are willing to give the president a chance. I think we all know that China's been taking advantage of us. And one of his big issues in the campaign was to put a stop to that. And he's working hard on it. There have been a lot of negotiations back and forth. But those discussions and negotiations aren't done. We're kind of in the middle of it, I guess. So we'll see what happens there. I think most of us are hopeful in the long run that we will come out ahead. We've got the Canada-Mexico deal that we need to get the Congress to approve. So there are a lot of issues of concern to people in rural areas, and those kinds of issues are concerned really to everybody, because in Iowa, as the rural economy goes and the farm economy goes, that has a huge impact on the rest of the state's economy, because we're so dependent on agriculture, although not as much as we used to be. We do have other sectors, but still, agriculture has a huge impact here in Iowa.
Thanks to Senator Julian Garrett for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.